A bitterly fought Republican Senate primary in Mississippi is heading to overtime. Longtime U.S. Senator Thad Cochran will meet his Tea Party-backed challenger, State Senator Chris McDaniel, in a runoff election. That's after a vote yesterday that was too close to call. The runoff is scheduled for June 24th. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the contest and joins us now from Jackson, Mississippi. Hey there, Debbie.
Hi, Audie.
So this Senate primary was considered the biggest standoff between the Tea Party and the GOP establishment. What do yesterday's results tell us?
Well, I think that being a powerful six-term incumbent with your state's political leadership fully behind you just isn't really what it used to be. This is really a victory, I think, for Chris McDaniel and the Tea Party groups that backed him with both money and on-the-ground organization here in Mississippi. McDaniel all along has been defining this race as a struggle for the soul of the Republican Party, and whether Mississippi can somehow steer the national party back on a true conservative path. And last night in Hattiesburg, he told his supporters that they were the ones making history.
Because of your hard work, because of your dedication, we sit here tonight leading a 42-year incumbent.
And Mississippi has a long tradition of sending senators to Washington time and time again to build up clout and, you know, bring home the bacon, bring back money, right? Is that era over?
Well, about half of Mississippi Republican voters apparently think it should be. They bought into McDaniel's message that kind of power is part of the problem in Washington. I think the question now is how the Cochran campaign will respond to that. The difference between the two of them is only about a little over 1,300 votes. So that's not a whole lot of territory there. It's all going to depend on who turns out in 3 weeks. And it will be up to Cochran, who is now 76, to really ramp things up and generate some enthusiasm. He's 76 now. He's sort of a soft-spoken, grandfatherly type. And he has not necessarily been out there in front so far on his primary campaign. He's been depending a lot on high-profile surrogates, like Governor Phil Bryant, for example. He even has admitted in recent weeks he really was thinking about retiring, and people started talking to him and said, you need to pursue a seventh term for the good of Mississippi. He's not out there in the public. He's very tightly controlled, so much so that last night Senator Cochran didn't even show up at his own election night party.
So given what you've described, what should we expect in the next 3 weeks?
Republican strategist Stuart Stevens, who is advising Thad Cochran, says, okay, it's, you know, here we are, look for a classic Mississippi slugfest. I'd say it's hard to imagine how this fight could get any nastier. The race took this bizarre twist at the end when some of Chris McDaniel's supporters were arrested in an alleged plot to photograph Cochran's bedridden wife in her nursing home. And the scandal sort of knocked McDaniel off message for a time, but he bounced back. The 41-year-old state senator got a big boost when some national conservatives, including Sarah Palin and Rick Santorum, came in campaigning for him. So I'd say we should expect to see a good bit more of that in these crucial 3 weeks to come.
Of course, no matter which candidate emerges from this Republican primary, the next fight will be against the Democrat, right? Travis Childers in the fall general election.
Certainly, it's a long shot for a Democrat in Mississippi to pick up a statewide race in a federal election. But Childers is a former congressman. He's a blue dog Democrat who has a populist appeal here. He voted against Obamacare when he was in Congress. He's pro-gun. He's anti-abortion. He clearly sees this as an opening and will be traveling around the state while Cochran and McDaniel fight it out, trying to introduce himself and say, hey, I'm an alternative.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Jackson, Mississippi. Debbie, thanks.
Thank you, Audie.